This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest at the headquarters of Endace. It's Kerry Wright, the Vice President of Products. Kerry, welcome from overseas.
Hey, thanks, Gary. It's great to be back. It's great to talk to you again.
I miss the men at work. I miss my Vegemite sandwiches, and I miss my network recorders. So let's talk about one of those three things.
Yeah, let's talk about network recorders. Absolutely.
Excellent. So Endace is the market leader recording the network, and we're talking about like the fabric of everything, all the traffic, all the packets, all the payload. You catch it all in real time at any speed?
Absolutely, yeah. So that's our bread and butter. That's what we live and breathe, packet capture and network recording. And so we're scalable network recording. We record at scale across small networks, medium networks, large networks. We can go very deep in our recording. So we can record days, weeks, months. All sorts of industries need our network recorders.
So when we talk about network recording, we still need a front end to this. And before we get to the front end, like a Splunk or my SIEM or SIEM, I'd like to ask you a couple quick questions. How do we get you in the environment? Are you in line? Are you doing this all in line? Are you doing it off of span ports? And how do you make sure you don't lose any packets?
Yeah, recording every packet is absolutely crucial. And that's what we live and breathe, and making sure that we can give you a full record of exactly what happened so you can see, you know, how did a breach occur, or what are the starting points of a threat? You need to see every packet, and you need to be able to look at stuff that you may not know that you need to look at the time when it was recorded. So how we're installed in the network is we're typically installed on a packet broker or a network tap. A span port is another way to go. And as long as you're getting a full feed of all of the packets, network tap or packet broker is probably the ideal because they're also lossless technologies that don't drop any packets. And so when we're connected to, say, a critical point like a network gateway, we record everything that goes in and out of the network, and we give you a full history of that. And you can either look at it through our own UI, which gives you, you know, full search capability, or you can integrate our technology with such as Splunk or other tools, so that your analysts can just go in from one UI and have the full network history as the evidence that they can then research and investigate when they're doing incident response.
Now, Kerry, let's look at the change in the landscape. Coca-Cola had, let's pretend 50,000, I don't know the exact number, 50,000 employees inside the office most of the time. Now they've got maybe 100 employees in the office and 49,000, y'all, working remote from home. Those aren't the exact numbers, but we do know that because of COVID, before COVID, about 3% work from home, now about 49 to 50% work from home. So the big question is, are we overwhelming the cloud with poor hygiene, with home computers, trying to do our work remotely? And are you helping detect all these threats and risks in the cloud at this? It's just massive data coming from all directions now.
It's completely turned the traffic patterns of most networks upside down. You've got huge build outs of remote capabilities for these private data centers, especially where now it's not simply a person in an office on a laptop or a desktop accessing, you know, data from within the office. It's people accessing from all over the place and from insecure environments. So we've seen a massive build out of technology back in the private data centers and in the cloud to try and better detect what's going on. There's the threat landscape, or the attack surface has increased exponentially. When you're sitting at home, you haven't got a high-end Palo Alto firewall protecting your network anymore. You've got your son gaming in the room next door, probably on the same Wi-Fi segment, and who knows what risks are coming in through that different environment. What we're seeing is a lot of companies are having to build out their infrastructure, their monitoring infrastructure, and they're having to build it in a way that they can access all of that information, all of those recorded packets remotely, and access them easily and quickly, and access them from, if they're a SecOps person working from their home, as well, they may need to be able to research what went on in any part of their global network. And so being able to easily access that in a scalable way has been critical for our customers.
Now, you're the underpinnings or the infrastructure beneath the infrastructure. So when people are collecting all this data, I mean, they're running their networks live, they're not stopping to look at last year's recording, for example, but you can record the data for a year, 2 years, as much storage as they can handle. You can record
the data. Typically, our customers are aiming for a month of storage. That's what some of our customers are aiming to put in place. We have the rare occasional customer that wants to get back 6 months, go back 6 months of storage. And the breakthrough that's happened with us is that we're able to do this in an affordable and scalable way. If you look back a couple of years ago, a month's worth of storage was out of reach for most organizations, but it's not any longer. And in fact, it will save those organizations a lot, because with the packets at hand, you're not just looking at a log anymore. You're looking at actually what happened. You're looking at the exact details of what went in and out. It's a bit like comparing, say, an alarm system where you have a sensor that knows someone opened a door versus having a CCTV. So you can see the person's face and what they walked out the door with. I'd rather have the CCTV. So think of us as a CCTV for the network, so you can see exactly what happened when that firewall alert triggered. You can go back and look at exactly what happened.
Are you seeing things with your customers around the globe where there's new attack methodologies that they're noticing or you're noticing based on packets and payload? Where are the latest attack vectors, and what are you seeing out in the field?
Yeah, so definitely supply chain attacks are starting to become more prevalent. And they're quite difficult because the attack vector to get in is quite often unknown until it's been exposed. And once it's been exposed, you need to be able to wind back the tape and have a look at, you know, did I see that attack vector? And then were there any downstream activities? The attack vector is just the first step of an attacker getting into your network. Beyond that step, they're loading their own backdoors. They're loading their own, you know, malware. It's very difficult for a firewall to detect that the downstream activities after that event has occurred. So with a full record of what's happened on the network recorded by Endace, you can now go back and look at what are the downstream effects? What are the weird things that need to be investigated deeply? And we'll have that record all stored away there on the Endace probe.
That's amazing. I've heard there's a lot of attacks lately because we're all working remotely against software as a service, cloud apps that companies are running, that there's a lot of shadow IT. Why do you have Salesforce running when we're doing HubSpot, or why are you doing HubSpot when we're supposed to be doing Salesforce? So people are finding that they've got apps they didn't expect to be running. Yeah. Maybe the team didn't do it maliciously, different Dropbox accounts they didn't expect.
Exactly.
So just move to the cloud right now. It's really hard to keep up with it, but you're able to at least document all that so that if there was a forensic investigation, all the packets and payload are there. You would know what's going on down to a user identity.
Yeah, absolutely. So we can record everything that goes in and out. And when you work from within Splunk, for example, you'll be able to go from identity events and pivot into the packets to actually see exactly what happened, and then start to look laterally to see was there any lateral movement? Was there any data transferred in or out of the network? Were there any services accessed, like these weird cloud services or even DNS? For instance, accessing DNS servers outside the network, we're not always set up to protect against those events. But if you're recording it, you can start to detect and start to really properly research those. And it may sound like a lot of detail, but in fact, having the packets at hand speeds the response, the incident response time significantly. It's a bit like if you can see clearly, suddenly things are solved very quickly. If you've got a cloudy view or an opaque view of what happened, it takes you a lot longer. If you've got a dust for fingerprints, it takes a lot longer than if you've got eyewitness view of exactly what happened. So we're the eyewitness view of exactly what happened.
So actually, Endace gives me the power of Sherlock Holmes and his photographic memory.
Exactly. And we do it in a scalable way, scalable in terms of scalable depth of storage, scalable across the globe, scalable search. We're recording billions and billions of packets, and you need to see the handful of packets that actually relate to your event. And we can search a global network of end-ace probes that have been deployed. Maybe there are hundreds of probes. We can search that very quickly and come back with the answers so that you don't have to context switch. If you're an analyst and you're focused in on a security breach, you want to investigate that right through to the end, and you don't want to have to actually wait for something to, maybe you've got to put in a request to get some packets and then come back an hour later. You don't want that. You want to investigate it and finish it right in that train of thought. You want something that's going to be scalable and fast, and that's what we provide.
What's the pane of glass or software you provide? And then what are the kind of interfaces you have for other systems beyond Splunk? Yeah. Do you have connectors, APIs? How does it work with just your pane of glass? And then how does it work in working with other third parties?
Yeah, so we provide a native user interface. It's a web-based user interface where you can go in and search and analyze the packets, the traffic that's been captured. And a lot of our customers love that. They love the power of being able to search directly within our user interface. Our user interface is what we call Investigation Manager, and it's a piece of software that will search over many probes in parallel and provide you with a consolidated view. And that also has an API. And we have developed a whole bunch of different connectors for Splunk, IBM QRadar, Palo Alto, Darktrace, Cisco products. And from within those products, you can do the searching from within their native UI. That means you don't actually have to learn something new. What was it that I heard? That SecOps teams have something like 80 tools on average.
Too many red alerts, too much noise, too much to learn.
Exactly. So we don't want to add to that, of course. So, you know, many of our customers want to work just within Splunk or just within another tool. And we enable that by allowing them to search within Splunk, search the packets that are stored on the end-ace probes and provide that back to the Splunk analysts. Or even in a SOAR tool, for example, we recently did an integration with Palo Alto XSOAR. And from within XSOAR, you can run a playbook. And that playbook will automatically go out to end-ace probes and grab all of the packets related to the incident that playbook is focused on. So our job is to make life easier for the security analysts so they can get their job done quickly and accurately.
So Kerry, end-ace is headquartered or originally founded in New Zealand with offices in Australia, the US. Where else can we find end-ace? And are you selling direct? Are you selling through channels? You're all over the globe, over 100 countries?
We're all over the globe. We have presence in Europe, UK, US, in Asia Pac. We are headquartered in New Zealand. That's a great place to visit if you ever get a chance, Gary. Beautiful place. Not far from where some of the famous movies have been filmed. But yeah, we're positioned across the globe and we deal with large enterprise, finance, federal, governments, military, etc. And we sell through channels. So we are very aligned with sales channels, distributors and resellers across the globe.
Now we have about 8,000 banks in the US. We've got thousands of credit unions. They need you more than ever. And some of them are small. Can they afford end-ace?
Absolutely. Yes. When we sell to regional banks, they're one of our common customers. And our system scales from just one or two probes located in key locations through to our largest installation is nearly 1,500 end-ace probes in one network and all searchable from a single place. So yes, we scale quite nicely. And the nice thing is the way we scale is quite simple. You just simply add more end-ace probes to get more storage or faster up to disk. It's quite simple.
Did you, for the US government and other governments, did you have to get EAL or some kind of certification that you do what you say you do? You've probably heard of those things.
Yeah, we just won a very large government, military contract. And we had to go through some rigorous evaluations and criteria. And it came out on top. They love the product. It's all up and running and installed. And they're already researching things like Sunburst and some very recent events. It's making a difference. But yeah, the reliability, the robustness, the maintainability of our system is critical for all of those customers.
Probably the most scalable in the world based on performance and the amount of packets and payload you can eavesdrop on or collect in real time. I haven't heard of a company hitting the numbers you've been hitting. So
yeah. So Gary, this is what we do. We live and breathe packet capture. That's all we do. And we work with all of our other partners for analytics and security, etc. But our focus is packet capture. So that's what we do best.
That's great. Is there anything else, Kerry, that you want to share with our viewers and listeners today?
I think Endace is the scalable network recording that is now affordable. If you look back a few years, network packet capture and network recording was a little bit of an elitist thing for the high-end SOC teams. Endace has really changed the game there. We've made it accessible to all of enterprise, and it's now affordable and very helpful.
And I would say every MSSP in the world needs seven days if they're going to do their jobs.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. You can't defend what you can't see, and we help you see.
You heard it here on Cyber Defense TV. Sitting in my hot seat, Kerry is the product, a VP of products at Endace, vice president of products at Endace, a very hot company, very cool company, doing something that most companies can't do, but is a requirement, as you said, so that we can see what's going on in our networks. And we can actually maybe catch the bad guys for once. Anything else you want to share with the viewers or listeners?
No, it's great to talk to you again, Gary. Thanks for spending the time with me.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.